Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
It is so pleasant to see dreams come true. Oh, yes, it is.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Hey, today is a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful, say it. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Hey, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast. Share these. Matter of fact, just grab the link. You don't even have to download it. Just grab the link and share it within your group text. And some of you guys got 20, 30 people on your group text. Listen, we need some more listeners. Hey, share the links with your group text. And also, you can text the word give to 614-363-6133. Again, you can text the word give to 614-363-6133. And let God use you at the prompts. Let Him use you. All right, listen, we got Proverbs today. We got some Proverbs that we're going to read through today. We're going to read through them things, man. They bring life by themselves. I don't even have to say anything. I can just read it and it brings life. But I'm only going to talk when God gives me something to talk about, okay? All right, Proverbs chapter 13. Let's see. Proverbs chapter 13, we'll start at verse 19. Verse 19 says this: it is pleasant to see dreams come true. Oh, yes. See dreams, because you've been, you know, praying over those dreams and working for those dreams and wanting those dreams and asking God about those dreams. And God, help me, Lord, and show me where to go. And you got these dreams and aspirations of, Lord, I want to do this, I want to do that. And you have these dreams, whether it be a company, a community, a child, a family, a mate, a husband, wife. You know, you have to be specific nowadays. But if you don't, how can I say it? If you don't put the work in, the dreams don't show up. You know, because the work feeds the dream. So if you have a dream of saving $200 or $300, but the work is, hey, just don't go to, you know, fast food for the next 2 or 3 weeks and you'll be okay. You know, that's the work of it. So with the dream, there's work. And it's so pleasant to see dreams come true. Here's the second part of that. But fools refuse. I didn't say fools. The Bible said fools. It's not me. I didn't write it. It says, but fools refuse to turn from evil to attain them. Attain what? Attain the dream. So they'll do all that work, but they won't turn away from evil so that the dream can be presented or that it could come true. And so that pleasant side, they won't see it because they won't turn from evil. You know, they say they want to be with God. They want to do this with God. They want this kind of family. They want this type of child. They want this to go on in their life. They want that in their community. They want this in their church. But they won't turn away from evil so that they can get that dream. You know, but fools refuse to turn from evil to attain them. They refuse to do it. Refuse. Listen, there's if you're going in the wrong direction, right? And right. If you're going in the wrong direction and someone is telling you you're going in the wrong direction and you won't turn away from it, you're going to end up where you're not trying to be. You're thinking that you're going north, but you're actually going east. You get it? So with the criticism or with somebody kind of telling you, hey, this, that, and the other, the work is somebody's telling you. So you have to turn away from that evil to attain the dream that you're trying to attain. Yeah, turn away from it. Yeah. It is pleasant to see dreams come true, but fools refuse to turn from evil to attain them. Verse number 20. Walk with the wise and become wise. Walk with the wise and become wise. Not walk with wise people and become wise. Walk with wise. Walk with God. Now, there are some wise people because God gave them some wisdom, right? And sure, you want to be around them, but being around them ain't all of it. That's not all of it. Walk with the wise, the only wise God. The only one that is wise is God, right? Walk with him and become wise. You're not going to be able to be around wise people and then just be around them and become wise. No, you have to be around wise people and take instruction. So it's the same thing. You need to be around God, who is the all wise, God. He's the one with all the answers. He knows everything that needs to be done, everything that needs to be said, and he can show you that thing. Verse number 20 again, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Associate with fools and get in trouble. You associate with evil, if you want to, you'll get in trouble. Walk with the wise, become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Verse 21, trouble chases sinners. Trouble chases them. They don't know why they're running. It's just chasing them. Trouble will chase sinners. That's what happens. So if you don't want to be chased, get out of that sin as much as you can. Step away from it. Turn away from evil. That's what that other verse says. But fools refuse to turn from evil to attain those dreams that they say they want. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get into trouble. Verse 21 again. Trouble chases sinners. He's telling you, he's revealing to you. See all this stuff here. Sure, you can apply it to everyday life like I'm doing right now. But really, it's an all spiritual thing. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Trouble chases sinners, while blessings reward the righteous. Blessings reward the righteous. You be around Jesus. I'm telling you, I know there had to have been blessings that the disciples got being around Jesus, just being around him. Let alone if they did what he said. Okay, if you're standing in a crowd of people and somebody pulls out a big old bucket of water to throw on one person, there are going to be people that are standing next to that person who get the water. They're going to get wet too, right? So if blessings are rewarded to the righteous, be around righteous people. No, not because they do everything right. No, righteous people are people who want to do everything right. In their mind, they have it. They might not know to do everything, but they want to do everything right. That's righteous because God makes you righteous. It ain't. You not doing certain things that makes you righteous. No, God, only he makes you righteous. Only God can make you righteous. Not what church you go to, not how you were baptized, not where you were baptized, not who preached to you, not who put oil on you, not who whose choir you're in, and not whose table that you were helping feed the hungry with. No. Only God can make you righteous. When God makes you righteous, you do all those other things. You go and you help. You be a part. And you walk with wise people and you become more wise. You associate with fools and you get in trouble. Trouble chases sinners while blessings reward the righteous. Good people leave an inheritance for their grandchildren. Good people do that. But the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. The sinner's wealth passes to the godly. Their wealth is money. Now, we already got God, and so we're rich there. But their money passes on to the godly, not necessarily you, but maybe your grandchildren. Maybe you struggle, right? But now your grandchildren get the benefits. Yeah. Let's read it again. Good people leave an inheritance for their grandchildren, not necessarily their children, but their grandchildren. They're thinking forward. They're thinking ahead. They're thinking in the future. Sure, you leave something for your children if you want to or whatever, but you're thinking about your grandchildren. So their children get blessed anyway because you're thinking about their children, right? But the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. 23, a poor person's farm may produce much food, but injustice sweeps it all away. A poor person's farm may produce much food, but injustice sweeps it all away. Those who spare the rod of the discipline of if they spare the rod of discipline, they hate their children. Not whooping, not beating, correction, giving them guidance. If you don't give your children guidance, then you hate your children. I didn't say that. God says that. So, those who spare the rod of righteousness of discipline hate their children. Those who love their children care enough to discipline them. Just look in the stores. When you go into the stores, you can tell who disciplines their children or not. The same way they act at the stores, the same way they act at home. They don't wait to get to the store and act up. No, that's how they act at home. And so the parent hadn't disciplined them yet. That's okay. Maybe it takes a little time for certain people. But discipline is key. Those who spare the rod of discipline hate their children. Those who love their children care enough to what? Discipline them. Those who love their children care enough to not beat them, not hurt them, not abuse them, but you teach your children. See, a lot of times you put the teaching on the teachers at the school, but really the teaching comes from home. Real teaching comes from home. You know, the teachers will teach history or they'll teach mathematics and all that type of thing. But a lot of times, really all of that, the prerequisite for all of that teaching that the school is doing comes from home. You teach them, you give them instruction. Those who love their children care enough to discipline them. 25, the godly eat to their heart's content, but the belly of the wicked goes hungry. I'm not saying that people who are hungry are all wicked. No, not saying that. And neither is God saying that. But he's telling you, if you stay wicked, that's what's going to end up happening to you. You're going to be empty. Not talking about necessarily on this earth, but in the world to come. Yeah, you'll be empty then. Godly eat to their hearts. The godly they eat to their heart's content. But the belly of the wicked goes hungry. Mm-hmm. And you're teaching your children not to be that, because you're going to teach them in that spirit of the discipline. You don't want to spare the discipline because you want them to know God. That's all you want them to know. You want them to know God and go to God. Because remember, you don't own those children. Those children don't belong to you. They belong to God. And God has placed you in a supervisor position to teach those children and train them. That's what he did. And so, the godly will eat to their heart's content, but the belly of the wicked will go hungry. Make sure that's not your child.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.